Good morning, friends. Gary van Vuren here. This morning I've titled my devotion, The Power of the Holy Spirit, God's Wind. And recently I was restoring a motorcycle and I had sorted out the tank. I'd put new spokes on the wheels. I had restored the rims. I'd literally done everything to the bike. It was in mint condition. I put petrol in the tank. And when I decided to go for a ride on the bike, I realized that the back wheels was flat. And that got me thinking, because no matter how much I'd done to that bike, with no wind, with no air in those tires, the bike wasn't going anywhere. And so obviously I had to fill up, put new air in the tires, and then I could ride. But it reminded me of what Jesus speaks about in the Bible when he speaks to the disciples. In Acts 1 verse 8, he says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And I realize that sometimes in life we strive to wanting to be better people, or we strive to wanting to read our Bibles more, or we strive to say, "I need to be praying more." But at the end of the day, it falls flat when we don't have the Holy Spirit within us. The Holy Spirit is the actual wind. The Holy Spirit is the very thing that gives us power to do the things that God's called us to do. And again, in John 14, verse 26, Jesus is speaking to the disciples again. And he says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you." And isn't that such a great kind of encourager for us? That no matter how we do things, we need to constantly be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm just reminded of Hayley Braun, who was at Glenridge a couple of weeks ago. And I know many of us were inspired, were encouraged, were kind of motivated to move forward and change things in our lives. But I wonder to what degree, after 3 weeks of her not being there, how many of us have really changed or implemented things that we said that we were going to implement. But the only way we can do those things is to fall on our knees and spend time in prayer and spend time in the presence of Jesus, calling on the Holy Spirit to empower us, to strengthen us, to give us courage, to give us strength, so we can do the things that God has called us to. And so I pray this morning that you'd be encouraged by this. And I'd like to just end by praying. Saying, "Lord, we just come to you this morning and we say, Father, we are sorry that we don't always call on your name, but we desire to have you in us at all times. We desire to have your Holy Spirit fill us, empower us, encourage us. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you continue to bless us. Allow us to be your hands and feet in everything that we do. In your name, Jesus, we pray this. Amen, and I hope you all have a great day today. Bye."